Into this Wall Street Journal essay on Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yuengling from the June 29th front page of the Wall Street Journal. Every once in a while, Zionist corporate media does say something, however brief, that's actually meaningful, especially when we understand the context, the larger context of the whole thing, because we've been encountering Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press, and we've been encountering Matthias Chang, and have been encountering some of the really good people on RBN. At any rate, that June 29th essay I still want to get into in the next couple of hours on the show, because it may suggest that there's a much wider rift coming between the junior officers of the American military and their senior leadership, which arguably is in the back pocket, much of it in the back pocket of George Bush and Paul Wolfowitz and Michael Ledeen and David Wormser, and all of the folks connected with the Project for the New American Century, and the usual Zionist and corporate suspects. But you know, maybe, just maybe, there are some people in the American military that are finally going to stand up and say, now, wait a minute, wait a minute. This isn't what we signed up for. This isn't constitutional policy. This is not what we thought we were defending and dying for. Maybe we're starting to see this. Maybe Paul Yuengling's article, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yuengling's article in the Armed Forces Journal last month, is an indication that something more hopeful is happening. I hope so, folks. I don't think I'm somebody prone to wishful thinking. I think something's going on with this whole thing in a way that might suggest that Matthias Chang and Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn are having more of an impact than even they suspect in regard to bringing truth to a much wider audience than maybe they have believed they were reaching up to now. We'll see. Back to Chapter 19 of Chang's book when we come back. Packaging War, Part 1, The Truth Peddlers. Is the military manipulating movies and television? Are they deliberately manipulating the computer games video industry? I think they are. Matthias Chang will prove it when I come back. This is Mark Gankoff on RBN. Stay tuned.
mentioned gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. As we groove to some of Ken's music this morning, we're getting back to this whole issue of Matthias Chang and his book, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, The Zionist Global War Agenda. You can get that through the American Free Press. Call them 1-888-699-NEWS, either for Matthias Chang's book and or a subscription to the American Free Press. And I just wanted to say again that I appreciate AFP so much for the things that they give me week by week. Mark Glenn's coverage, not only the USS Liberty thing generally, but some of the specific things that he talks about as it relates to the tragic and mysterious passing of Richard Dick Thompson of Florida. So he was driving home from the USS Liberty Survivors Convention in Washington last month, going back to his home in Florida, dying in a one-car accident in South Carolina that has yet to be adequately explained. You can't find that sort of information unless you subscribe to the American Free Press and are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just wanted to underscore that with you again today, folks. We are living in perilous times. We need the truth in an age of deliberately manipulated, targeted falsehood. And if you read Matthias Chang's book, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, The Zionist Global War Agenda, I think you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Again, with reference to a curious thing that I discovered yesterday in catching up on a week's worth of reading of establishment press at the same time that I was working my way through Matthias's book, I came across this article from the June 29th Wall Street Journal, the front page by Greg Jaffe, entitled Critiques of Iraq War Reveal Rifts Among Army Officers. Colonel's essay draws rebuttal from General. Captain's losing faith. Get a copy of that Wall Street Journal story, if you can, online. It is the June 29th edition, page 1, by Greg Jaffe, J-A-F-F-E. It references an essay by Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yingling. Colonel Yingling, by the way, is a 41-year-old Army Lieutenant Colonel who has had two combat tours in Iraq. We're not talking about a desk jockey here. Colonel Yingling has been in significant places in combat and in combat leadership in the American Army. Presumably, he's a patriotic American whose guts under fire are now being shown in a different sort of way, where instead of putting his life and his career on the line in defending things on a battlefield, he's now in an intellectual battlefield, apparently, where his essay, A Failure in Generalship, published in last month's Armed Forces Journal, is really shaking a lot of trees in regard to the American military. And for those of you who have been in the armed forces of our country, you understand that in military culture, the kind of thing that Colonel Yingling is doing in relationship to his academic research and his writing carries an incredible amount of personal and professional risk. I've never met Paul Yingling, but I'll tell you, this guy obviously has to have a lot of courage to be doing what he's doing, given the fact that he's coming up against forces that do not deal well with dissent, that have a way of coming to the fore in a fashion which is vindictive and dangerous when it relates to folks like Colonel Yingling. So he's doing something here that's absolutely phenomenal, I think, and that has wider implications. His essay is reaching a lot of young junior Army officers that all have known individually and collectively, perhaps on a silent basis, that something is way wrong with this Iraq situation and with the foreign policy that has gotten us into this mess. And as Colonel Yingling just begins to unpack some of that, I'm going to suggest that he not only has a lot of courage and is not only having a lot of influence on many of his fellow officers in the American Army, but maybe he's starting down a road where he and some other people in the American military establishment who are decent men and women are going to start asking the even bigger philosophical questions about who and what has been behind this entire mess. I think Colonel Yingling's essay is just a start based upon what little of it I have read, as it is reported in the Wall Street Journal. I'd like to get a hold of this Armed Forces Journal that the essay appears in to read the whole thing in its entirety. I suspect that Colonel Yingling has just started down a road that, if he continues on, is a road that will produce great truth at the same time that it will produce great pain and great sorrow, great internal dissonance, where he will experience a lot of persecution and ostracizing, in which he runs the risk, in my view, of maybe undergoing some of the great persecutions and tragedies that have befallen our late comrade Richard Dick Thompson of the USS Liberty. That, I think, is the context in which we need to see this road that Colonel Yuengling has just started down. Those of you who believe in God and who pray, pray for this Lieutenant Colonel and for some of the other fine young men and women who are in the American Armed Forces with the best of intentions and with the best of motives and with great hearts and with great courage, that all of those things are used to bring them and to bring the rest of us to a different place from the road we're presently traveling, a disastrous road in my view, that Matthias Chang unpacks for us again in Brainwashed for War, Program to Kill, the Zionist Global War Agenda. Let's get back then to chapter 19 of Matthias Chang's book. Skipping through some of this, I was not aware. Now, in general terms, yes, I was aware that the there's a lot of national security state propaganda in the American media and in Hollywood. I have understood that in general terms. But Matthias Chang puts meat to the bones in giving us some specifics in regard to how deep-seated this thing is. And he makes reference to a guy named David L. Robb, who's written a book entitled Operation Hollywood, How the Pentagon Shapes and Censors the Movies. This, for Matthias Chang, is a must-read book. I'm going to try and get a copy of it myself. It is a 2004 production from Prometheus Books. And talking about David L. Robb's book, Matthias Chang then proceeds to mention that the 1927 film Wings, which won an Oscar, came under military supervision. Matthias talks about some specifics related to the Pentagon's interaction with producer Jerry Bruckheimer, who produced the film Black Hawk Down. David Robb, according to Matthias Chang, goes on to say that after the U.S. entered World War I, the Committee of Public Information was established to provide guidelines for all media to promote support for the war effort. This collaboration continued through World War II. And in 1948, according to Chang and David Robb, the Special Movie Liaison Office was set up as part of the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs. One of the main objectives for this control, says Matthias Chang, was to enable the Pentagon to boost recruitment and retention of personnel in the armed forces. As explained by Major David Georgi, the military advisor to the blockbuster Clear and Present Danger, quote, always somewhere in the mind of the producers, they try to turn the picture in the direction that they had originally presented to us. It would be my job as technical advisor to make sure that the movie did not stray substantially from the original approved version, unquote. Matthias Chang goes on to say that movies like The Last Detail in 1973, Apocalypse Now in 1979, An Officer and a Gentleman in 1982, Born on the 4th of July in 1989, and Forrest Gump in 1994 were all subjected to the Pentagon's pressure tactics. But according to Chang, in those cases, the producers refused to succumb to the Pentagon's dictates. Chang indicates that the movie 13 Days on the Cuban Missile Crisis was subjected to some of this. The producers there apparently refused to compromise with some of the pressures coming against them on the part of the Pentagon. That as a result of this, parts of the film had to be shot in the Philippines, according to Chang. Chang mentions The Wind Talkers, 2002. Now, that's an interesting one because this movie was directed by a guy named John Woo from Hong Kong. Chang indicates, of course, as many of you know who've seen Wind Talkers, that the story was about code talkers who were Navajo Indians in the Second World War. Their language was used as a code to send messages which the Japanese were unable to decipher. It was on record that code talkers were each assigned a soldier for protection, but in the event of capture, which would most likely end in torture, which may result in the secret being revealed, The soldiers had orders to kill the code talkers. The Pentagon wanted a cover-up and demanded changes in the script. Unfortunately, the producers caved in and agreed to the cover-up. Does the military and the national security state affect Hollywood? You bet they do. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Back with more of Matthias Chang. And then we'll take a look at this Wall Street Journal story of June 29th. What does it mean? Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're covering a couple of things today in the wake of the 4th of July holiday, especially chapters 19 and 20 of Matthias Chang's book, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, The Zionist Global War Agenda. Yesterday I was trying to catch up on some reading Matthias Chang's book, trying to get caught up on reading and answering email. By the way, a number of you have written me notes. I'm in the process of trying to get to some of these. I'm also in the process of doing some renewed guest recruitment. Hopefully by tomorrow I will have contacted 4 or 5 very significant people that I'm going to get on this show. We're going to have a bit of conversation with Stephen Sizer about his book Christian Zionism at some point. There's going to be a very special presentation on this show. I just have to get it scheduled, dealing with what was really behind the issue of what happened between the Turks and the Armenians in the first part of the 20th century. Were crypto-Jews behind the killings of those Armenians? Many of you have been looking at a couple of videos at Rents.com that cover this. I haven't seen the videos yet, but I'm going to watch them. And the man who appears in those videos is going to be a guest on this show. I've got his phone number. I'm going to give him a call. He's already agreed to come on. I just have to dial him up and get the date and the time fixed. That's going to happen. I also have 4 or 5 other really significant people that I'm working on in terms of getting them on Mark Dankoff's America, because they need to enlighten and to inform me, as well as the listeners, in regard to a whole series of things. And that's something I've talked about on this show from time to time, and I want to emphasize it again. This show, for me, is a learning experience. It's a learning experience because I have a radio past, going back to my days with KGNW AM radio in Seattle. I have a background, of course, as a so-called conservative activist in the Republican Party, going back many, many years, when I was much like Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yingling is now, I'm going to suggest. I was fighting my own battles, not in the American military, but as a dedicated American citizen with a good heart. I was fighting what I thought were all the right battles, only to discover that I wasn't using the right strategies, didn't have the right forums, was working in circumstances that were totally compromised without really recognizing it in those days. And when I began recognizing that something was way wrong, it started me on a journey of education, a journey of discernment, a journey of self-discovery, a journey that led me in new and exciting directions. And you know something, folks? That journey has only begun. It's only begun for me. And if it's only begun for me, I can imagine that it's been in the gestation stage for many of you as well. And that as we collectively travel this road together, we're all at different stages of this process. I said to Mark Glenn of the American Free Press one day on the telephone, I said, you know, Mark, I feel kind of dumb that I'm a decade older than you are, and you have understood so much more of this than I have at a later stage in life. Mark Glenn said to me, hey, just thank God for his grace that you are where you are now and that he's continuing to deepen your understanding as you walk with him and as you search out the truth as the Holy Spirit of God directs. Now, I think that that is a Christian understanding of what's going on here, and of course that happens to be my own understanding as well of the way these matters work. But even for those of you who are not Christians and who are listening to this broadcast, but who are fine people and are undergoing your own odyssey and your own journey, we can, in one sense of the word, walk collectively on this thing. And we're all at different stages of the process, and I'm reminded that there are people ahead of me in this game, people like Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and Matthias Chang, who know more about these matters than I do and have been on this road for a longer period of time than I have been. But then there are also people who are behind me in this process but are traveling the right road now. And whether you're in front of me or you're behind me, I guess what I'm saying this morning is we're all in this thing together and that we need to help one another to a bigger and greater and better understanding of what has happened to us. What's happened to our country? What's happened to our culture? What's happened to our society? What has happened to our political process? What's happened to our military? And as we walk this road together, we need to have understanding and compassion for those who are decent people who are not yet with us, God hasn't yet brought them to that point where they're with us, but in many cases, he will. And so we need to witness to the truth, but to do so in love. And for those who are with us, but have less cognitive understanding right now than we do, we need to nurture them and bring them along, even as some of my mentors continue to do that for me. We'll be back with Matthias Chang's chapters 19 and 20 of his book. I want to get to this Wall Street Journal essay as well this morning from June 29th. This is Mark Hanhoff's America on RBN. Stay tuned. You can give me a call today as well at 1-800-313-9433.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Mark Hancock, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are talking today about chapters 19 and 20 of Matthias Chang's book, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, the Zionist Global War Agenda, with reference to a June 29th front page story in the Wall Street Journal. by Greg Jaffe entitled Critiques of the Iraq War Reveal Rifts Among Army Officers. Colonel's essay draws rebuttal from General. Captains Losing Faith. Greg Jaffe's essay reminds us Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yingling has written something for the Armed Forces Journal of last month entitled A Failure in Generalship. What does this mean? What does Colonel Yingling's essay really mean in regard to what's happening right now in the United States Army as it relates to Iraq specifically? As it may relate to some larger philosophical conflicts that a lot of these officers are now having, potentially with neoconservative and Zionist foreign policy in the United States government. That's not stated in the article. That's my take as to what this could mean in terms of the end game. If those who are just starting to question our policies in Iraq, in the American military, continue along that pathway. I'd like to quote something that appears in this article. Colonel Matthew Moten, who is a history professor at West Point, who also served in Iraq, he says something about Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yingling, the author of A Failure in Generalship. I think Colonel Yingling was speaking some truths that most of us talk about over beers. Very few of us have the courage or foolhardiness to put them in print, unquote. That's what Colonel Matthew Moten, a history professor at West Point, who also served in Iraq, has to say about Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yingling, who has written what the Wall Street Journal title entitles a blistering critique of the Army brass. That essay is called A Failure in Generalship. It was published last month in the Armed Forces Journal. What is the importance of this Wall Street Journal story about Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yingling and this essay from last month's Armed Forces Journal? I think it dovetails with Matthias Chang's material in his book, not just the entirety of Matthias's effort, but chapters 19 and 20 of this book specifically, as I was reading these yesterday and last night. Chapter 19 is entitled Packaging War Part 1, The Truth Peddlers. Matthias, among other things, begins demonstrating the extent to which the American military and the national security state have been involved in manipulating the content of Hollywood movies that have anything at all to do with the American military and with war. And among many things that Matthias mentions, he talks about the fact that some films in video format have advertising space available to the military, as it was found that when young kids view them, they were easier to recruit into the armed forces. The quid pro quo, according to Matthias Chang, would be special assistance in the provision of military hardware to the producers of these films, or in the case of Paramount's Hunt for Red October and Flight of the Intruder, monies owed to the U.S. Navy were waived. Following the film Top Gun, according to Matthias Chang, featuring Tom Cruise, recruitment of Navy fighter pilots jumped a staggering 500%. That is why, just before a major war and during open hostilities, Hollywood would release a spate of new war films produced in tandem with the war agenda. Matthias Chang then goes on to tell us that the Air Force Liaison Office has its own website, Wings Over Hollywood. The Central Intelligence Agency in 2001, is that a significant date? 2001, the CIA has its own film industry liaison officer, and his responsibility is to, quote, give advice and guidance, unquote, to authors, screenwriters, directors, and producers, and encourage, quote, better understanding of and appreciation for the agency, unquote. Boy, I tell you, that's pretty amazing stuff, isn't it? The Central Intelligence Agency in 2001, by that time, had its own film industry liaison officer working with authors, screenwriters, directors, and producers. to encourage better understanding of and appreciation for the agency? Oh, really? Pretty amazing stuff, right? Matthias goes on, of course, to say that television is not spared either. He gives us some examples of this and mentions a Phil Strub or Strube, however that's pronounced, who heads the Pentagon Film Liaison Office. Listen to what Phil Strub has to say here. He is the Pentagon Film Liaison Office Chair. Quote, "These days, there is an unwillingness to criticize individual servicemen and women, which was quite common in the Vietnam era. Americans are very disinclined to do that now, and we are very glad this attitude tends to pervade all entertainment. We are very glad this attitude tends to pervade all entertainment," unquote. That comes to us from Phil Strub, who heads the Pentagon Film Liaison Office. Now, folks, I am not an advocate of denigrating American servicemen and servicewomen. What I am suggesting, however, is that these guys are using our own instincts against us. They are using certain images and certain ideas to keep us from criticizing the American political elite and criticizing the people that the American political elite is working for and with in the crafting of these policies that these poor men and women have been duped into supporting. Okay, that's what I think the issue is here. And we also need to identify who these people are that the American elite is working for and with if we are to understand the larger implications of the policies, the larger implications of the loss of our freedoms. We've got to know the enemy, right? We've got to know the enemy, and we've got to know ourselves, and that gets right back to Sun Tzu. We've got to know the enemy, and we've got to know ourselves. And if we don't know the enemy, we really don't know ourselves either. And if we don't know the enemy, we cannot understand the wider context in which we conduct our struggles. I can tell you this, as a conservative political activist for many years in the Republican Party, I didn't understand for the longest time why people like me could work and work and work and work, and we could get Ronald Reagan elected. Wow, gee whiz, that's great, isn't it? 2 terms of Ronald Reagan and a term of George Herbert Walker Bush, and now we're dealing with 2 terms of his son, in quite a number of years where his son had a Republican Congress to work with, both houses of Congress, solid majorities up until this past January. And look at the mess that this country is in. Look at it. Whether we're talking about an unwinnable war of counterinsurgency in the Middle East, or we're talking about political blowback against us around the world, or we're talking about the crisis of illegal immigration and crushing national debt, both in terms of foreign trade deficits and account deficits. We're looking at the ongoing printing of funny money by the Federal Reserve Board, excruciating direct federal income taxation on American citizens. We're looking at the USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2 and the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the NSA warrantless spying program, and all of these other things that are directed at our most basic freedoms as Americans under what used to be a constitutional republic. How and why did this happen? Until we understand the larger context, I think Sun Tzu would suggest, and certainly Matthias Chang would suggest, that we are failing to understand the true character of the enemy and his tactics. We do not understand the extent to which our institutions have been infiltrated and the extent to which we have been manipulated. And in that regard, quite clearly, the infiltration of the Zionist ideology and the Illuminati, the infiltration of our basic institutions and our government on the part of mega conglomerates, mega corporate multinational conglomerates, that until we understand that, we do not understand why and how these forces work, and why and how they now have the stranglehold that they presently have, in the American intelligence community and in the American military. But maybe, maybe, just maybe, the June 29th Wall Street Journal is onto something. I'm talking about Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yuengling in his essay in last month's Armed Forces Journal entitled A Failure in Generalship. And then, of course, right back to that quote from Colonel Matthew Moten, a history professor at West Point who also served in Iraq. Quote, I think Colonel Yuengling was speaking some truths that most of us talk about over beers. Many or very few of us have the courage or foolhardiness to put them in print. Unquote. What has caused Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yuengling to kind of walk out on a limb? Maybe his conscience. Maybe God. Maybe some intellectual and moral honesty. And if that's true of Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yuengling, how far will it take him? How far will it take those that he's influencing in the military as they read his essay in the Armed Forces Journal? What it suggests is that the stranglehold that advocates of world government and globalism and Zionism and central banking have had in our government and in, with, and through the American military and the American intelligence establishment, maybe that's in the process of being undermined by people like Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yuengling. Undermined in the best sense of the word by people whose conscience has gotten to them and who maybe, just maybe, are starting down a road which is going to lead them back to the Constitution of the United States. We can only hope. We're talking about Matthias Chang's Chapter 19, Packaging War, Part 1, The Truth Peddlers. Matthias tells us that it's not just war films that interest the military. For those of you who have children, you need to listen to this portion of this. Such television series as Star Trek IV, Mars Attack, and even children's entertainment programs such as Lassie and Mickey Mouse Club TV. Now that sounds like something George Bush would watch, right? Mickey Mouse Club TV. All these shows seek Pentagon assistance. Brainwashing for war starts when they are young and most impressionable. Folks, for those of you out there whose kids watch this stuff, pay closer attention to it. Pay closer attention to what's really behind it. Get them away from it. You'll be happy that you did. The entire country will be happy that you did over time. That's just some editorializing this morning. Matthias Chang then goes on to say that U.S. Homeland Security is involved in all this stuff, too. Now, there's an example, as we've talked about before on this show, of direct control of a significant portion of the American national security establishment by the government of Israel, right? Who heads up Homeland Security? That's Michael Chertoff, Mr. Israel himself. His mother worked for Israeli intelligence, the Israeli Mossad. Chertoff reportedly has dual citizenship. He is a citizen of Israel, and he's the head of our U.S. Homeland Security Department. Xinhua Net reported recently that the U.S. Homeland Security Department, according to Matthias Chang, following the Pentagon, the CIA, the FBI, and other government agencies, has hired a Hollywood liaison, Bobby Faye Ferguson, to work with movie makers and scriptwriters. Bobby Faye Ferguson was once an actress and now has been tasked to review 14 movies, TV, and documentary projects. It was also reported that if she approves a script or idea, the Department of Homeland Security would offer advice and technical assistance to portray in a positive light so-called homeland defenders. Isn't this interesting? One such film that came under Homeland Security's review was Terminal, starring Tom Hanks, about an immigrant stranded at the John F. Kennedy Airport. The TV show CSI Miami was likewise given the same treatment. If you've got kids, folks, listen to the next section of what Matthias Chang tells us. If all of this has infiltrated movies and children's television shows, what about computer games? Computer games. You know, I've commented on this recently when I have walked into places that have these computer games for kids to play. while they and their families are waiting for a table in a restaurant. And in some cases, these games are in places, in restaurants that have a special room where kids can play these things all night long, during birthday parties and family meals and so forth. Even before reading Matthias Chang's book, I guess God was doing something for me because I don't have children. The closest to that I have are my brothers, now grown, four kids, very fine kids. They don't agree with me on a lot, but they're very fine kids in spite of that, right? They really are. But they're the closest thing I have to my own. So I don't have my own children, but as I walk into places where I see these computer games and video games, just in casual observation of these things, I am frightened by them. Frightened because there is a very obvious perverted agenda that's behind this. And when I see the way in which these kids are mesmerized by games, where they are specifically being taught to kill massive numbers of people without feeling, and to see this experience as something that's great and stimulating and wonderful and playful, and that is done in a context where there is no connection with the flesh and blood reality of what they might eventually be asked to do, it's rather terrifying to see that kind of psychological manipulation and brainwashing going on at the earliest stages of life at the behest of forces that are not simply operating here with a very clear profit motive. There's a lot of money to be made in this, right? Just as there is in the pornography industry. But when it comes to these computer games and video games, when we see the specific context of what's going on here, it goes beyond the immediate profit in regard to the money that is made when these games are purchased or when people are putting money in them at the restaurants to play them on a one-time basis or a two-time basis. It gets into the larger implications of the profits that will be made downstream in terms of global war. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can call me today at 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar maybe your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com. Evenstar4life.com, Evenstar4life.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We're back. This is Mark Hancock coming live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Time, of course, to alert the listeners to the fact that these next few minutes tend to be a time of frequent commercial interruption. And then in about 10 minutes from now, we'll be back to some extended conversation again. You can, of course, call me in the show's last hour, 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Father John Martinez will join me tomorrow, Friday, as usual, covering the events of the week and with their particular take on what these things actually mean. That's a fun segment for me on this show because I get a chance to consult at least once a week with a couple of the guys that really have their heads screwed on straight that presumably are helping our listeners as well. That'll be Mark Lynn and Father John Martinez tomorrow on this show. And I'm in the process of lining up hopefully some really good people for next week, including, of course, on Monday, Greg Felton will be back with me, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. Greg will be working with us in regard to the same sort of thing that Mark Glenn and Father Martinez do for us on Fridays in regard to news analysis. And then I have three or four people in mind for the middle of next week that I want to get scheduled for the show, if I manage to do that successfully in the next 24 hours or so, that I think you will really enjoy. They've agreed to come on. It's just simply a question of getting them scheduled. Those include a very, very significant guest that many of you know who's going to be talking about the Armenian-Turk tragedy, the first part of the 20th century, and what he believes is the larger context of all of that. Stephen Sizer of Christian Zionism will be hooking up with us at some point from England. Philip Giraldi, who writes for Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative and who has a major background with, historically with the Central Intelligence Agency, is going to be with us. For those of you who read Philip Giraldi regularly through Pat Buchanan's magazine, there's a tremendous amount of information that's packed into that column. Can't begin to tell you how much he writes that will fill in blanks for you. Pat Buchanan's publication is well worth your time for a lot of reasons, but Philip Giraldi's column may be chief among them. He will be with us at some point. We were going to have Philip on last week, got interrupted because of some of the storms and the weather that were impacting the studios both in Round Rock and in San Antonio. But he is going to reschedule with us, and hopefully that will happen sometime next week. I should know more about this by the end of tomorrow. I'd like to ask you again to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking about that.
It's true.